recent weeks and months, I have spoken about the coming of dark times and difficult days, and I have no doubt that our world is on the verge of some of the greatest tragedies and trials ever encountered by the human race. I speak about this simply because these things are spoken of in the Bible. As a watchman under the prompting and leading of the Holy Spirit of God, I must prepare you for things to come. In doing so, it is never my purpose to scare you into submission to the will of God, rather to prepare you for the move of God. For you see, Satan's wickedness is always only the opportunity for God to move in and turn evil into good, tragedy into triumph, and pain into purpose. While there is a very real sense that hell is coming to our world, heaven is coming to the church, and we need fear nothing as long as we know that we belong to Jesus. In 1973, the late Reverend David Wilkerson, formerly of Times Square Church, New York City, wrote a prophetic book entitled The Vision. The first chapter of that book reads like today's headlines, and I want to share with you parts of that prophetic vision over these next 2 weeks in these sermons, which I've entitled A Twofold Vision. The book is out of print, but here he predicts an imminent earth-shattering calamity centered in New York City that will spread to major urban areas across the country and around the world. Part of what he sees as a judgment from God. Was David Wilkerson speaking 32 years ago about 9/11/2001 and the terror attack on the World Trade Center in New York? I believe he was. Wilkerson adds, there is worldwide economic confusion just ahead. In my vision, this is the clearest thing I've seen. Many praying people now share this very same vision. Not only is the American dollar headed for deep trouble, but so also are all other world currencies. I see total economic confusion striking Europe first and then affecting Japan, the United States, Canada, and all other nations shortly thereafter. It is not really a depression I see coming, but a recession of such magnitude that it will affect the lifestyle of nearly every wage earner in America and around the world. Countries that now control huge amounts of Western currency are going to be in very deep trouble also. Arab countries will especially be hurt. Without a doubt, there are lean years ahead, full of monetary confusion and despair. How soon is not clear, but it is not far away. The world's greatest economists will be at a loss to explain the confusion, and an international crisis of fear will develop. A false economic boom will precede the recession, but it will be short-lived. Wilkerson adds, in spite of all the danger signs around us of impending economic disaster, the next few years, remember this is from 1973, will be amongst the most prosperous in the history of mankind. They will be fat and flourishing years. In spite of tight money policies, people will continue to spend freely. Sales will continue to break records, and people will spend more than ever in modern history. Credit card debt will become nearly uncontrollable. I see very clearly just a few years of tremendous affluence and continuing economic prosperity. Church budgets will increase, wages will increase, missionary giving will also increase. Inflation, costs, and wages will spiral higher and higher. There'll be a few minor adjustments in prices, but the world economy will become white hot. Wilkerson adds, when I received this vision in April of 73, I also received clear instructions from the Holy Spirit to believe God for sufficient finances to clear all debts of our organization other than necessary mortgages. The message I received from God was very clear and to the point. It was simply this: there is great economic confusion coming, and lean years lay just ahead. There will be few short, fat, and flourishing years to prepare for the lean years. Work and pray to clear off all debts and get ready for drastic cuts in budgets. The money will not be flowing as it was in the past. And if you're free of debt, you'll be able to maintain your programs even in difficult years. Don't panic and don't be afraid. Just prepare for it and expect it. I believe we're going to witness the bankruptcies of some of this nation's major and most popular corporations. I see tremendous difficulty arising for credit corporations and the banking industry. There are going to be many people unable to pay off their heavy obligations to major credit card companies, causing near chaos. Thousands of small businesses will also be forced into bankruptcies. Three and possibly four of the major religious denominations will be forced to operate with a skeleton organization due to the lack of funds. More than a few churches are going to have to pull back, and all but a few of the radio and television ministries will have to be abandoned. Tight money will trigger a wave of uncertainty and fear. Those who have money will hold it in reserve. The United States government is going to overreact to the confusion economic developments. I see a flurry of near-panic decisions being made by various government agencies. But these hasty efforts to shore up the economy will backfire. The President of the United States will make national radio and television appearances to reassure the nation that all is well and that the best of economic times is just ahead. It will not work. People will distrust these statements, and their fears will lead to a revolution at the polls. The car industry is going to be hurt badly. Makers of recreational vehicles are going to get hit very hard. Appliance inventories will pile up, and sales will fall off drastically. Almost every economic indicator will be gloomy. It will be spotty at first, but will eventually affect nearly all industry. Wilkerson adds, there will be a sudden rush to buy farms, ranches, and homes in the countryside. Thousands will attempt to flee from cities, hoping that a return to the land and nature would provide security. There will be a growing urge to get away from it all, and much money will be invested in land and acreage in rural areas by people who have secret dreams of raising their own food and cattle and becoming self-supporting. The price of open rural land will continue to soar. Acreage within 100 miles of most major cities will skyrocket out of reach to all but syndicates. Wilkerson goes on to say unions will face new pressures not to strike. No longer will workers be able to afford to be out of work for even a week. The government is going to take a hard line against strikers, and striking union members will no longer be able to get food stamps and other benefits once allowed. Inflation will force a new crisis between labor and management. And strikes by union members in some areas will lead to a complete shutdown of plants and a total loss of jobs. Labor leaders are going to be caught up in this wave of economic confusion. Many are going to be at a loss as to what action they should take. They will face an almost impossible situation because they'll not be able to afford a strike, and yet at the same time, they'll not be able to afford not to strike. Long strikes could paralyze industry and add to the growing economic confusion. The details are not clear to me, but I see terrible union problems ahead. Labor peace is just a dream, and there's nothing but real trouble ahead. We may soon experience the most devastating strikes of all times. Wilkerson adds, those who do not prepare are going to get hurt. People who spend recklessly and buy unneeded material things will suffer the most. Speculators face difficult times ahead, and a good number of the large developers are going to be completely wiped out. Remember that this vision was revealed in 1973. The greatest building boom is still in the future, and the Bible predicts it will come. But before that, soon, the building industry is going to face many setbacks. Housing sales will slump. There is a terrible squeeze coming for the entire building industry. Ministers who build expensive buildings in the name of God without a clear mandate will be seriously hurt. Those who undertake ego trips, who get involved in huge projects involving large sums of money, and who have not moved in perfect will and harmony with God, will face financial disaster. If a man has a clear mandate from God to build or move ahead, he should proceed. But let him be absolutely positive that he is moving with clear and positive direction from God. Otherwise, the project will not survive and he will go bankrupt. It's not the time to go into debt. It's a time to prepare, a time to get clear and out from under heavy financial burdens. Wilkerson says, "When I first received this vision, I argued with myself that I dare not hinder the initiative and vision of the people who want to do great things for God and who in the process of doing them must invest large sums of money. I have known the satisfaction of building institutions to the glory of God. I've always preached faith and positive action, and I'd never dare advise a man or woman of God to draw back or delay when God has clearly given direction to move ahead. But this vision is so clear to me that I must speak out. I sense a kind of divine obligation to warn ministers and church organizations to take a long, hard look at all expansion programs and projects that require large sums of money. There are some building programs that must be delayed or abandoned. The time has come for Christian organizations to become more people conscious than building conscious. Most of the growth in the lean years that lie ahead should be in the areas of people-to-people ministries. Without a doubt, many religious organizations are going to survive the lean years by paying only the interest on their huge loans. This will result in a constant hassle to raise money just to meet maintenance budgets, which will in turn cause missionary projects to suffer. Not even gold will provide security. Gold prices are soaring. But those who are investing in this commodity, hoping to find security, are in for a tragic surprise. The price of gold is going to rise astronomically, but it will not be sustained over a long period of time. Silver will also become a very precious metal, and the price will go wild. But neither silver nor gold will offer real security. The fluctuating and uncertain value of gold and silver will be part of the total picture of economic confusion that grips the world in the days ahead. Believe it or not, even gold will not hold its value. Gold hoarders are going to get hurt badly. This is one of the most significant predictions of this prophecy." Wilkerson predicted a new world monetary system. "There will develop a call for revamping all world monetary systems into one uniform system. And even though the dollar will appear to be gaining strength just before the coming major recession, a new crisis will develop that will shake the entire financial world. It will be years before faith in the American dollar will be restored, if ever. I believe a revived Roman Empire, the European Union, will eventually become the power base for a super world leader who will arise to restore economic order. He will no doubt institute a worldwide walking credit card system. Invisible numbers will be implanted on the forehead and forearm, and only photoscope scanners will be able to detect the numbers. The numbers will be assigned in three stacks of six digits each. This mark would be required by all, and no one could buy or sell without this invisible implanted number. Could this be the mark and number of the beast as the Bible predicts? Some kind of a world credit system will develop, and nations will be able to utilize blocks of credit. Although a universal monetary system may be far off in the future, a world credit system between nations will soon develop, setting the framework for the future world monetary and trade system. Be prepared to hear of world trade agreements, policed by an international governing committee. Strict guidelines for international trade will develop, and a world market will be closely monitored by big power interests. To put it plainly, we will soon witness the development of a world trade policy, supervised by a super secretary invested with unprecedented powers by all nations involved in international trade. Wilkerson says economic setbacks and confusion will catch many unprepared for the consequences. Suicides will follow. There will not be a repetition of scenes so familiar during the Great Depression, when businessmen committed suicide by jumping from windows. Nor will they be putting guns to their heads and pulling the triggers. The new method will be suicide by overdose from sleeping pills and other chemical sedatives. This trend is already developing and will get worse. Some very well-known people in the business world are going to commit suicide through overdose of narcotics. Because so many wealthy businessmen have private physicians, the general public will not be informed about the manner of these accidental deaths. In many cases, the cause of death will not be generally known, but suicide by overdose will become so widespread that hiding it would become impossible. Wilkerson warns of a backlash against environmentalists and ecologists. He says, the economy and the confusion that is coming will lead to a backlash against structures imposed by environmentalists on the business community. The environmentalists have been well accepted and admired when they have dealt with generalities. But when they begin to affect the pocketbooks of the men and women of this nation, they will come into disrepute. I see coming a tremendous backlash against ecologists and environmentalists, with experts speaking out against many of the findings of those in these agencies. On talk shows, in magazine articles, and in other public discussions, an undercurrent will develop against those who are warning about the dangers of pollution and those who advocate environmental control. It will become popular to debunk the findings of those committees and to speak out against programs proposed by federal, state, and local environmentalists. Environmentalist groups will be accused of hindering the development of our resources, and they'll be blamed for the growing economic confusion. These groups will become the scapegoats for an energy crisis, meat and food shortages, and the loss of jobs. Believe it or not, the environmentalists and ecologists are going to be challenged, repudiated, and for the most part, rejected in the days to come. Powerful forces are already at work to rally public sentiment against the far-reaching proposals of the new environmentalists. Confusion for the positive thinking preachers, those who preach that all success is the end result of positive thinking, are going to discover that there's another side to the coin. Great losses, confusion, and reverses will shatter the thinking processes of many well-meaning people who falsely believe that their success and economic well-being are the result of their own positive thinking. Jesus Christ himself was an advocate of right thinking. God states that he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. But many good men have become worshippers of the power of the mind. Those who preach positive thinking in line with the concept of the Bible and its teaching will be able to offer men truths that will sustain them through the coming crises. those who have minimized the sovereignty of God and who have substituted mental attitudes for reformed hearts will be exposed as false teachers. Positive thinking without godly living offers no hope in times of world and personal crisis. Anyone can be an advocate of the power of positive thinking when economic conditions are favorable and all things are going well. But when things begin to fall apart and everything is going into reverse, and when supernatural intervention alone can help, it is then that the real truth will surface. The fact that we are going to have major recession, no preacher, no philosopher, no author will be able to change the direction God has ordained. Now, my dear friends, I am breaking from Wilkerson's vision at this point today, as I'm only halfway through, and will continue where I've left off, God willing, next Sunday. Suffice to add at this point that although this vision was God-inspired 32 years ago, and much of it is being realized as I speak today, in the final analysis, we must never lose sight that God is still God. He still sees even when a sparrow falls to the ground, and he still knows the number of the hairs on your head. There may well be panic on earth, but there will never be panic in heaven. And you and I can take comfort today in the blessed truth that God is still on the throne, and he will remember his own. Though trials may press us and burdens distress us, he never will leave us alone. His promise is true. He will not forget you. God is still on the throne. God bless you. Amen.